So you're doing a podcast.
That is a podcast, and it will not be cut. It will be like one take.
Okay. No editing.
No.
No editing. Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah. So there will be an editing. You know, I will introduce you in the beginning.
Okay.
And say where we are, and then we will delve into the topic. And I try to not be longer than like 10 minutes. That's a long.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, and the Spirit Santo, amen.
Yeah, it's time for another Mikrotext podcast.
Okay.
A long time. I haven't seen Alan Mills, a writer from Guatemala, living for a long time in Europe, in Berlin. And we have met today in Berlin, walking through the park along the Spree, like people do now in Corona times. In time of the pandemic, we can only go for walks. So nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again, Nicola. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, so we are outside. There is background noises. There's the S-Bahn. There is sometimes
city
hammering.
Noises.
A bridge is being demolished. So how are you? How are you in these times of six? Well, now we have like the lockdown light in Germany.
I can say I feel myself fine. I'm used to this kind of situation, like we were discussing earlier. I wouldn't say it's the ideal situation, but for creating and for writing can be quite fruitful.
You mean being like secluded, being
like
not
being
able
secluded
to meet
people? And not even able to to go out and waste your time. Sometimes you're forced to imagine things and and to explain the weird stuff that's happening. And literature is all about that. So I guess I'm doing fine.
Yeah. And we are living really in crazy times. We saw the defeat of the notorious liar Trump the other week. And we were just kind of revisiting one of the books you've written, Hacking Coyote, an essay on the trickster character in film and in literature and in also Maya myths and in the internet. So you were telling me just now that Trump would be or is the perfect trickster. Why is that?
Not sure about the perfection. Yeah, he's a trickster, of course. It's all about winning, even if you don't win. So if it's not official, I guess he's going to say, I won. And I guess Coyote is all about that. It's all about bragging and making the best of the situation and being a trickster. So yeah, I was thinking of Coyote watching some episodes of the presidential campaign. But he's an old man, Coyote. But also Biden can be. So let's see what's going to happen.
Yeah, the interesting thing is in that essay that you mix, you know, the idea of like a totem, or you know, the coyote as a sort of totem animal, to like this demagogic thinking that we experience, especially in the internet, when there is a bubble that is, you know, enforcing itself, for example, or how you can use these algorithms, you know, to lie to people or to make them believe. You know, it's also about, you know, living in the sort of hallucination. Do you think Trump is aware of having Coyote as a totem? Would he like that?
I don't know. Not sure. I don't know. I guess Coyote is not only about him. It's all about the times you're experiencing. I guess he's only a good example, but tricksters can be a really diverse community. And as I was saying, I guess Biden is a bit of a trickster. every politician is a bit of a trickster, and you need to be in order to get elected and to get people to support you and stuff. And when we talk about algorithms and all these, how do you say, chambers?
Echo chambers.
Echo chambers and so on. It's good to have this totem in mind, to think of yourself as a coyote, as a person that can be tricked and that can be a trickster, because it's always a bipolarity that you need to be aware of. It's not only that you are a trickster. Trump can be tricked also. Everyone. So I used him and some other examples as models to think of to understand the times we're experiencing. So yes, I'm not so good for speaking of algorithms in the technic area. I mean, I'm this kind of guy that is thinking of algorithms philosophically or theoretically, not technically.
Yeah, it's more like a thinking figure or like a mindset or something
like this,
or a metaphor.
Or a metaphor, yeah. So yes, an algorithm can produce a reality, and a set of algorithms that you don't understand can transform your whole reality. So it's good to be aware of that and to delve into some books about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, you have written this essay as a speech in Spanish, and then you retranslated it into English. And it was a speech that you gave at I think two events, at the Transmediale and also at the Republika, which are like big events in Berlin, gathering like media people, web theorists, and also media artists. This time now seems so long ago. I don't know. Why is that? Why is that so far away now? What has changed?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is the hacking coyote and
really all this?
so it seems so historical now.
I actually wrote Hacking Coyote in 1 month, I guess. So it was like instant writing, or even subconscious writing, or coyote writing. I wasn't that.
It has a flow. It has a special flow.
It's like a Frank Zappa album, or I don't know. I was feeling the environment, and I was trying to translate a lot of things that I wasn't able to understand into a literary language. So at the very moment I was writing this book in Spanish, I was thinking already of the translation, of the possible translation. I wouldn't say I was thinking in English, because it wasn't the case, but I was trying to get one sentence in Spanish and instantly thinking how this sentence is going to be translated into English. So it was a bit of a trickery inside the very process of the writing of this book. So yeah, and then having the opportunity to show or to present this book in Transmediale and Republika gave me a lot of feedback of the importance of the shit I was discussing. I wasn't that aware of that, you know. For me, it was just like, let's write something about tricksters and algorithms. Let's see what happens. But then having the opportunity to see the importance and how many people were discussing this stuff technically and professionally, and then. I was even shocked by the fact that I was forgetting some theoreticians that I should have included, like Byung-Chul Han, for example. Now I read Hacking Coyote and I think, wow, I let Byung-Chul Han outside. I don't know why.
It's a trick.
It's a trick of my mind. My very own mind made me forget of this kind of subtleties that I maybe was forced to be aware of. But at the same time, as I was saying, it was Coyote. So it was my subconscious, it was my the playful side of my mind trying to write something a bit theoretical, but playfully.
Yeah, so what I really like, yeah, I like it also that you included many, many images of graffiti, which is also a weird mix, you know, to have this essay. And then there's these black and white images of, in the ebook, I think it's not black and white, of graffiti and some paintings. Maybe you can just to finalize, talk about this, like the visual imagery of a city. Now, as we are sitting outside with all the noises, and we live kind of outside, our community life is outside now. Are you still watching graffiti, or is that from a totally
not
different
that much,
time?
Not that much. At that time, I was strolling and walking around and really paying attention at graffitis and the hidden messages or imagery or even a bit of cryptography or whatever. And now, no, I don't know why I'm not paying much attention to graffitis. I'm mostly paying attention to people now, maybe because I'm trying to write novels. And at that time I was focusing myself in poetry and essays, so I was really interested in images and concepts. And now I'm interested in feelings and people and what people do, what's happening in terms of human responses to the situation, or how people can be so good or evil or in the middle, but really paying attention to that kind of stuff now. And I'm forgetting all about graffitis now. But I like it. I like the fact that we were able to include images. So yeah, and I was taking a lot of pictures at the time and posting them over Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. So yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was a great experience.
Yeah, so thank you. And to kind of close our little talk about revisiting Coyote and visiting Trump and other tricks, that maybe you can give us
Maybe Kamala is a Nancy, the female trickster, you know, Kamala Harris. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a time of tricksters. Yeah. So
we will see. What is your, maybe to finish off, do you have any advice to people, like writers living through this pandemic? How to, you know, do you have good advice for them? You know, what is, how to come through this time, you know, how to use it in a good way, or, you know, to take creativity out of it?
Yeah, don't be afraid of craziness. Yeah, I guess we all are going to feel ourselves lost at some point, and that our minds can create horrifying things, but at the same time beautiful things. So let's create some songs, some music, some poems, some good shit like novels and essays and all that stuff. I guess we can. And Coyote is that side. It's being crazy, you know, like the crazy inside, the crazy inside everyone. So let's get friends with Coyote instead of being an enemy of Coyote. I guess that would be my only advice, because you can't give any advice for a moment like that. But in any case, yeah, don't be afraid of yourself, of your wildness, your wild side.
Thank you.
No, thank you.